Are you sure about this? He whispered in your ear. Your eyes told me everything I needed to know as you nodded, quietly, whispering back to me that you would meet me in the church in 2 minutes and that I should go first. I casually walked across the dance floor, past the table where my husband sat, drunk as usual, fawning over a bridesmaid with her breasts spilling out of her dress. He barely looked up to acknowledge my existence as I exited the door at the back of the church hall. I walked round the side. A couple stood rowing in the courtyard as I walked past them, and I tested the door to the church and it opened. Brilliant. I walked inside and shut the heavy door behind me. It made quite a loud noise, but it didn't seem to disturb anybody. Sue walked to the front of the church and sat in the pew and waited. It didn't take you long to join me. I think you'd heard the clatter of the door that I'd made, and this time you closed it delicately. You did have a delicate touch. It's one of the things I liked about you. You walked towards me, the sound of your heels against the stone floor, building the anticipation as it echoed around the empty space. You sat beside me and took my hand, helped me stand, and took me to the altar plate, and you lay me down. You hitched my dress delicately up around my waist, running your hands up my soft thighs, before hooking your thumbs into the waistband of my panties and pulling them down. You whispered softly to me, "Just lay back," and I did. The feeling of your tongue against my wet pussy was just delicious. As I just lay there, staring at the ceiling of the church, in my eyeline, Jesus on his crucifix, looking down on us, disapprovingly. Oh, but what a thrill this was. Your fingers moving in and out of me, as your tongue worked against my clit. So much better than my husband could ever do, especially in his drunken state. I dreamed of this for such a long time. Wanting you, needing you, but both of us married, both of us with children of our own, knowing that we could never be a permanent thing and the upset and hurt that it would cause, but right now, I didn't care about any of that. My fists clenched at the altar cloth tightly as you moved your fingers up to my clit, replacing them with your tongue as it delved deeper and deeper inside of my tight hole. I felt my thighs start to tense and quiver. I knew that our time was limited, and the anticipation of this already had me wet and aroused. Oh, so desperate to come on your tongue. I tensed my thighs tightly, grasping your face, holding you to me. Oh, God, that was so good. Your fingers playing against my clit, your tongue exploring every fold of my pussy. So good. Just what I wanted. Oh, I wish we could do this every day. Oh, but it would be so wrong. But you know, it didn't feel wrong now. It felt right, like nothing had ever felt right before. Oh, your tongue moved in and out of me faster and faster now. And all I could feel was my head starting to spin as I got a little bit dizzy and a little bit breathless. My orgasm building. The sounds of my moans echoing through the church, hoping that no one would hear me. I bit my lip, just conscious of where I was. Your other hand grasping at my thigh, feeling my muscles ripple beneath the skin. As they came hard over your tongue, coating you in my silky juices. Oh, you're so white face looking up at me. As you stood, and just ran your hands along my thighs and came up to my face, grabbing my chin in your hands and kissing me, feeling my juices all over my face. God, it was so good. You felt so amazing. You're running your hands back down my body, grabbing at my breasts as you did, pulling me towards the edge of the altar and turning me over gently. I lay, breasts pressed to the cold altar now, as you smacked my ass for me, told me what a bad girl I was, here in church, with a man who was not my husband, all the while hearing the party going on in the other room, knowing that we could be discovered at any moment, and that some other couple may also have had the same idea of us, just increased the excitement. I'd never wanted to be a cheat until I met you, but you made me need you. Your hands grasping at my ass, just pushing my ass cheeks apart, kicking my legs to widen them out. And you grab my hands and pin them behind my back, holding my wrists with one hand as you spanked my ass with the other. Oh, that was it. Let's give Jesus something to disapprove of, babe. Your thick fingers teasing my ass, making me moan as it pressed deeper and deeper into me, slipping it in and out as you fucked my pussy. Oh, God. I knew we needed to be discreet, but fuck, I wanted to moan so loudly at that point. I wanted to know everybody I was here and what a good time I was having, but I bit my lip. Oh, as you released my wrists, you grasped at my hair, pulling it back sharply, making my back arch as you thrust your cock deep, deep into me now, my pussy contracting and squeezing as you begin to make me come again. My clit rubbing against the edge of the altar, the cold metal edge sort of contrast to your hot cock inside me. Back and forth, I feel you slide in and out of me. Not delicate, not rough, just perfect, that in between. God, that feeling of fullness. Your finger in my asshole just teasing me as you moved your cock in and out, that hot, beautiful, thick cock that I wanted so much. Oh, you whispering to me again, I want your ass. Yes. Yes, I said. And they wanted you to stretch my asshole out good as you pulled your cock out of my wet cunt and rubbed the head of your cock against my tight asshole slick with my juices, before I gently pushed back onto you. Oh, crying out just a little as you pushed through my resistance, biting down on my hand as you pushed deeper and deeper, sliding in as far as you could go. Oh, my echoes, my moans echoing through the church. So much pain, so much pleasure. A feeling of fullness just taking over me, knowing it felt so good and so tight. Oh, you pulled my hair again, told me I was a good girl as you spanked my ass, and that I was a good girl and doing well. Your other hand on the small of my back, your cock sliding in and out, faster now, increasing your pace and groaning. I could hear you groaning and moaning behind me as you desperately tried to hold back. Can't have been easy as I came to start coming again. Your arm snaked around my thigh, pressing your fingers to my wet and gorged clit, rubbing it as hard as you could, knowing you were going to come and knowing you wanted me to come with you. Oh God, fucking my ass as hard as you could, fingers strumming my clit in rhythm, feeling my knees just shaking as the loudest cry, as if it was ripped from my throat, echoed around that empty church, my ass contracting and my whole body shook as I came, and you couldn't hold it back any longer. You came deep and hard inside my ass, filling me with your hot, thick, sticky cum, and as I felt you pull out, exhausted on top of me, I felt my your cum trickle out of my ass, running down my thighs onto the altar cloth.